Well, Kevin, first of all, let's touch on the sponsors, Silver Bugger, a company that, you know well, having been involved with them for quite a while.
Yeah, very much so, yeah. I mean, I started here at Wolves in April 2008, and they were the support for all of our IT requirements from that point. And I've never known a time without them, really. And then all the time that I've worked at Wolverhampton Wanderers, they've been a big part of what we do internally. And also they do a fantastic job. So I'm delighted to see them promote themselves to become the main sponsor. And I'm sure they'll be as supportive as ever. So it was almost as a natural transition as I feel that they're part of our family already.
And in this day and age, the support they provide in terms of the support science and all the technicals are involved in players and Prozone, etc., etc., it plays a big part nowadays.
Yeah, well, you know, I go as far as to say they're central to everything we do. Without them and without their support, we wouldn't be able to achieve half the things we do from an operational perspective. You know, we've got sports science, we've got medical services, we've got performance analysis, we've got recruitment, and all of the analysis that supports all of those things. So on a day-to-day basis, they play a massive part in our complete operation, and more importantly, the success of our operation.
And it's crazy to think, I imagine, from your point of view, how that has changed in football in the last 10, 15 years, how it's come from and how far it's gone in terms of now using all this technology.
Yeah, no, it's moving on at a huge rate. I remember when I first started, there was limited access to these sorts of things. Now we can track absolutely everything, and for the right reasons, and more importantly, being able to track and observe those sorts of details and statistics actually has an impact on performance and where we go in terms of team preparation, etc., etc. So, yeah, she moved on a huge amount, and I'm certain it'll move on again by the time we finish this interview.
And do you find that players are also very interested in their statistics, and often you'll be in a room somewhere and players want to know how far they've run, want to know how their passing is, their pass completion rate, etc., etc.? And do you find that the Wolves players embrace that as well?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, it's a big part of our culture here that we're trying to recruit young players that are not only good footballers but are also good people. What I mean by good people is they want to continuously improve, and they want to educate themselves, and they want to work with us to get better. So of course, you know, reviewing and evaluating their performances and monitoring how they've done in training, etc., etc., is something that's important to us, and also then it becomes something that's important to them.
Now the dust has settled on the season, I'm sure it's still very fresh in the mind here at Molineux, but when you reflect on the 9 months or so, how do you look back? Is there still tinge with disappointment, or actually now do you look back and think that was a very good first season back in the Championship?
Yeah, mixed feelings really, because I don't think you get so close, and of course we all want this football club to be back where we believe it belongs, which is in the Premier League. So obvious disappointment on Saturday when we didn't quite make it. But that said, if you would have said to us at the start of the season, you know, you've got 78 points, you know, at the end of the season, would you take it? I think we all would have done, because we would have recognised it would have been really close.
Well, it would have got you in most years.
Yeah, completely. So yes, disappointed. But that said, you know, ready for a challenge to make us better, or help to make us better, hopefully, so that next season we have a real go at getting back to the Premier League.
And in your role, you must be delighted to see the amount of young players that have really made an impact on the side, the likes of Dominic Iorfa, Courtney Hawes, Ethan Ebanks-Landell. They've really made a mark this season.
Yeah, very much so, and really pleased, because I think some of those players, you know, are the real fabric of what we're trying to achieve here at Wolves. Again, I've talked about culture before, and one of the key elements of what we're trying to achieve is promoting young players who've got high energy, who've really want to play for the badge and play for the football club. And I think those guys have epitomised that this year. You know, in particular, we never would have thought we would have the success that they've had. But they've come in and got into the first team stage and done terrific. I'm really, really, really pleased.
And just finally, Kev, football, and as far as the fans are concerned, it's all about expectations. And now you've got this far, you've risen the bar. And how, looking forward now, do you raise that expectation and try and better this season?
Yeah, well, it's going to be very difficult, because it's always the Championship is always a difficult league, and you can never quite ascertain exactly what it's going to look like. You know, Brighton were in the playoffs last year, and they're fighting relegation this year, so it's a tricky situation. And obviously there's going to be some good teams that come down, but there's going to be some pressure on us. But I think pressure is a privilege. You know, you work at a football club like this, you can't expect not to have some pressure. But that said, it's going to be a difficult season, and we've just got to make sure we concentrate and really focus down on improving all of the elements of our performance, and hopefully come back better and stronger for next season.